Ladies, what is a flex that men do that turn you on? For example, if they can build something. Some women are saying, oh, if a guy can fix or build things, that's hot.
Oh, and that's me. I am some woman.
Yes. No.
My husband is MacGyver, and it is the hottest, I think one of the hottest parts about him. It's like some flex, he just is just like, well, I just did it. I just did it.
Oh, yeah.
I just put it together. It's not that big of a deal.
You're like, what?
What?
Because my mind doesn't work that way at all.
I know. I don't know how he does it. He finds a way with things that we already have in the house. And I'm just like, I never would have ever thought about that. No. I don't know.
Well, like when Matt changed my tire on the Prius I was borrowing, I'm just trying to make my sentence sound as weak as possible.
You don't really have to try that hard.
Prius.
In my mom's Prius I was borrowing.
Jared, really, you just have to say the car I was driving, and we know that it is.
I drive a Mustang now.
Nothing about it sounds manly.
Electric. Yeah. No, and then I was like, dude, I can't do this by myself. And he's like, I got it. He's like, seriously, get
out
of the way.
He's like, move.
And I was like, dude, I was like so turned on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just he just handled business.
Got my hands dirty. Yeah. Got a little sweaty.
I was like, yeah.
Asked Jared if he wanted to wipe my brow.
I was like, please. And I did it with my tongue, which I shouldn't have done that in hindsight.
That's kind of gross. Yeah. But
I was like, dude, that's like really nice of you and it's cool. But, you know, anytime somebody comes to my house to fix something, I'm like amazed. How?
Yeah, I think if it's your trade, I expect that you should know how to do it. You know, like you've learned, you've been trained to know. It's hotter to me when someone just does it.
That's true.
That's the flex.
That's true. They're handy.
Mm-hmm. I will say, Katie, I'm not kidding. We did this segment before because I don't look like it, but I do those things. I do floor. I figure it out. You know, the problem is, which I don't do very well, is when I get something from like Temu. And they give me directions that is like, what the hell? And I have broken Everly's desk. I've thrown out the window in rage. And I had to order a new one.
It's the rage that takes away the flex.
It is.
Yeah.
It's only on those things. Those things are really, really bad. When it comes to like flooring or fixing something, I mean, I take risk. Electrical and all that stuff. Washing machines, refrigerators, all that stuff. I can do it. It's when they send like a wooden desk that has 1,000 pieces, that's when I really get it.
And 1,000 pieces when really you just need 5.
Right.
Why do I have all the extra parts and nuts and bolts and screws? Like, why?
It gets confusing.
You know what's really bad is when you put the whole thing together and you have extraordinary amounts of bolts left over.
Uh-huh. Right. And like pieces of wood, you're like, I think this is not working.
I found out, though, they do send extra in case you mess it up.
Well, they should say that.
Yeah.
Right.
They should tell you.
Yeah, they need to have it where it's a lot of... IKEA is famous for that.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, it's a good deal. And you get it home and it has 12 million parts. You're like, this is a square desk.
This is not fun.
Yeah, it seemed like it'd be easier. Let's go to Cassandra. Cassandra, what's a flex that a guy can do that turns you on?
So my husband can sing. And when I found out that he could sing and he has this amazing voice, it was probably the hottest thing ever.
Wow. And I'm guessing, Cassandra, he doesn't do it for a living. So it's like...
No, it's just like he'll be randomly singing around the house, and when he does, it's like, oh my gosh.
You know, you should have him send in a shower song, the songs that we do when we sing in the shower.
Yeah. He would probably kill me.
Oh, really?
We'll just ask him. You could do... I mean, we're not asking for a video. I mean, I would kind of want one, but we'll settle for a voice memo. Uh-huh. You don't have to be a video.
Yeah, the only time he really enjoys singing around anybody else is when he's been drinking.
Okay, drunk shower song. Come on.
Get him in the shower.
Cassandra.
Close the curtain.
Yes, yes.
He doesn't have to know. We know. Yeah. She knows.
And if he can sing, because we can't. I mean, Jason's decent. I'm terrible. Have him do it. What type of songs does he sing?
Usually like old country.
Mm.
When the thunder rolls.
Did that turn you on? I got friends.
She's gonna leave it to her husband.
Places.
We're saying flex, guys. Flex.
Was that a turn on? No. What does Trace Atkins sing? I don't know. He got shot. All right, Cassandra. Thank you very much.
Some women are saying when they love animals, and I agree with that. Jared, I think it is.
I know. It doesn't
help. You really got to turn it around here.
It doesn't help me.
You got to turn it around. The fact that you have an open disdain for animals.
Yeah, in my house.
In general.
Katie, do you view Jared differently? Like, it's something, when somebody says they don't like pets, I think something's wrong, number one. And two, I don't trust them because I think, how could you not like this dog that's coming up and happy to see? Dogs are the only dog, no matter what happens, you come home and they're super happy to see you.
Always. Always.
It changed when I had kids. Before I had kids, I was like a lot of people, mm-hmm. buying the dress for Lily the Chihuahua, and it's our I can't even imagine
more like
loving yeah, true. Yeah. I can't imagine loving anything more than the dog. And then when I had kids, it's like something just switched in me where I was like, I don't have a bandwidth for this.
And I know we joke a lot on the show, but if I'm good, this is very real. Mm-hmm. Something really switched for me when I found out that you do not like animals. Yeah. You just don't.
In my house.
But either way, even if a dog came in here right now, I think you're just indifferent to it.
Well, I don't feel super excited about it.
That's weird to me. Yeah. I don't
ICA,
get it.
Though, when they come in, it's, I guess you're faking it.
No, if they have big dogs, I don't know, make me nervous for some reason. Uh-huh. I don't know why. We had a Cocker Spaniel growing up.
I don't know.
And I loved it, Rocky, and we had to give it away. Because
mm-hmm.
my mom was allergic. She was allergic.
Well, take allergy medicine.
She was taking shots every day, and there was at some point, it's like, this is just too much. And then my dad was allergic. He loves animals, though.
It's just a personal thing for me.
Yeah.
That I can't help. The same way you can't help that's how you feel, I can't help that I just, something changed for me. I don't know. Because I know you truly don't like them.
I don't. Yeah, I can go the rest of my life without being around an animal. It doesn't bother me.
Now, there are some animals I don't get.
I'm on dating apps or on a first date, and like, you like animals? I'm like, sure.
Yeah, see.
I love dogs.
But he doesn't.
Well, you're now.
Why are you CB?
But you don't, because here's the thing. Because you're not being real. Because then you're gonna maybe,
a first date's not totally real.
But maybe you're gonna find
is
somebody.
Is that the
who,
worst lie you can tell? They'll say, "Do you have any animals?" I have a dog. Like, oh, it's so cute. I'm like, yeah. What is it? And I don't talk about it.
Yeah,
I'm just like,
I don't think it's the worst lie, but the fact that you're lying about it, just say. Because then you find somebody who also doesn't love them.
I usually say, like, I don't like what they do to the house. I add that part. They're like, oh, that can be a thing.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Also, I've been on a date. I remember one time, a date, and I, like, picked the person up. They're like, oh, come in for a sec. Came in. They had two big dogs, and we left, and I had, like, mud on my shirt, and there's scratches all over my legs. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
Get control of your dogs.
I will say this. Some animal lovers go too far. Like Josie, she's like bestiality, basically.
I mean, Jason Goodman, you always cross every line there
she's
is to cross.
The top.
She is not.
Oh
she
my gosh.
Rescues more dogs
exactly.
and cares for them and gives them good homes and good lives, and you're like, bestiality.
She's sleeping
what the
with
hell?
Them.
Yeah, she goes through a lot of peanut butter is what we're hearing.
Jason probably goes through. And see, that's the thing, Jared. I think you would go through peanut butter.
Why
I
not?
Think you're like, you know what, dog? Here's the peanut butter. And then you would do some freaky things with the dog. If it's anybody, it would be you.
Yeah, okay. If they didn't have teeth, maybe.
It was. See? That makes me believe it's true.
I take it too far?
Yes.
Oh, we joke.
That joke right
the
there.
The fact I don't like pets, but now, now all of a sudden I like them so much I want to sleep with them.
He doesn't like them, but he loves them.
Yes, I love them. That you would do it to the dog because you could.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's
so
awful.
I can't. Yeah.
But I will say, Josie did. She came through with the dog that I have now, and I love that dog.
See? So instead of making jokes about her, why don't you just say, I know this is weird for you because it's kindness. And I didn't hear it.
You didn't? I said
did you hear it? Did anybody hear it?
No. Instantly, Josie takes it too far.
Yeah. Thank you.
That was the first thing you said.
Oh, you're not kidding me. But the only thing
that you never take it back.
Yeah, the only thing I liked about what Josie did with my dog is she said it was a bulldog like Grady. It's 90% bulldog, so it's 10%. So I didn't like it at first because I was like, "You're not full-blooded, full breed."
What else is he?
He's a little about beagle. And then I looked it up, and believe it or not, they're called designer dogs. It's their purpose. They want that now because I guess bulldogs they die early. They die early because
they can't breathe, right?
Yeah, I had Grady, and I had to do basically CPR on him once in the heat one time, and that dog was great. But this dog's good. He's a little bit, he gets into things a little bit more than Grady does, but I think he's just young.
What do you call him?
This dog?
Yeah.
Odin.
He's a beagle.
It's called a, no, it's a, shoot.
It's called a beagle and a bulldog.
No, it's called a, look it up. It's a designer dog and they call,
boogle.
Boogie. Oh gosh, I forgot.
I thought you would know. That's seriously why I asked. I didn't mean to stump you.
Ask these tricky questions. What type of dog do you have?
Yeah, when you said it was like a cross, I was like, okay, well, what's it called?
It's called a Beeble.
Beeble?
Yep. It's a popular hybrid or designer dog bred created by crossing an English bulldog with a beagle. And apparently, because bulldogs die at an early age.